Okay. So for some reason changed here. But it should, you should see my screen. I hope you do. I'm just wondering where the exercises went away. Okay, here they come. I hope this works, that you see now the exercises and not my writing desk. Okay, so what I wanted to say, this put and gain put option and gain, this function which you are supposed to draw, this we did, I did explain yesterday. Then the question about hatching, that means counterbalancing for the option that you just need to read, so it's probably not difficult. Then we have conditional expectation. Fortunately, I was able to explain it yesterday and today, so this is also done. Then number four is about measurability. So this is also already explained what you need, just reading. Number five is actually from the next section. So I don't know if I manage to explain everything today. Otherwise, you just have to read a bit in the lecture notes. So it's standing here, section 1.4, referring to the lecture notes. If I'm not managing in the next half hour, then it is, you probably need to read a little bit, but this is a star question, so then I can require that. So martingale measures is what we do next. Namely, this is what I want to continue now. So what is said here? Okay, you have a process and you are required to find that measure which makes the process to a martingale. So what is this question about? Just let me first to disappear this again. So here, if you look at the definition of a martingale, then we said that we need three things, namely MK is FK measurable, and I said for measurability there's no measure required, even if it's measurability, but it's just related to a sigma algebra. But we need the measure in order to compute the expectation. So let me give a comment here. We need our probability measure to compute this one and check if it's finite. As you know, it is the sum of mk of omega times the probability of the singleton omega, as long as omega is capital omega is discrete. And I should make modulus here, otherwise it's nonsense. So this equation for omega discrete, this is the situation we need in the future. Okay, so we realize we need the probability measure for this one, and we also obviously need the probability measure for number three. And there I want to say more. So what did we say? If you remember, if not, then I remind you. So we had this G is equal to conditional expectation of F given G. And we said this is the case if G is G measurable, okay? And let's write it like that. G is G measurable. And we have this integral equality that if you multiply G with indicator function, then it should be the same integral or expectation as F 1b for all b in G. So I had these two conditions. So now in order to check that this is equal to that one, what you have to do is you have to use the right-hand side. Okay, by definition, the measurability is satisfied because by definition, this is FK measurable, and that is also FK measurable because this is standing here. There's nothing to do. So, but we have to do this, okay? In order to show free, one needs to check. Now we do just this here. Instead of G and F, we use MK plus 1 and MK as it's standing here. Okay? So we need that MK indicator function with B is equal to, less or equal to, greater or equal to. Is this the right order? Yes, fortunately. MK plus 1, 1B for all B in G. And then that makes it clear that we need the expectation. Now the question is the following. We do it the other way around. Assume you have a adapted, meaning that MK is FK, measurable adapted process. Can you find a measure P? So let's assume none of these conditions is satisfied for the given P. Maybe you can find another measure P, which makes your process, let's say, into a martingale, and then you find another measure P, which makes your process into a submartingale or a supermartingale. The question is this possible? And in some sense, yes. So super is not readable. Super is not so super here. It's not better. Yeah, well, sorry. Okay. So the question is, can we find for an adapted process M, a probability measure such that let's give it a name. It was called Q because P is or might be already there. Such that M is a martingale, so we are mostly interested in martingales, with respect to omega f q and the given filtration. Okay, it was an I. That's our question, because what we want to do is we are given a certain process, let's say a share price, and the question is, what is the right measure to make, or probability measure to make it into a fair game? We just do this artificially, and you will see at some point why this consideration makes sense. And for this, we give the definition. This is 1, 3, 2. Let omega f be a measure space. And fk, k and I, a filtration. And we have said already that you can choose either a finite set or a countable. And we assume here that we really start with the smallest one. So M z omega is equal to F0, and the other ones are in this relation. Assume, and because it's not a martingale, we don't call it M, we call it now S. Sk maps from omega to R is Fk measurable. For all k in I, then we define the set M of S. Looks ugly. S like the sequence SK is the set of all Q, where Q is a probability measure. On omega f, and S is a martingale. In the stochastic basis. I think mathematically or English correct is on. So let's write on the stochastic basis. Okay, so the philosophy is now S is fixed. So I have one process fixed, and I'm searching for all probability measures which make this process look like a martingale. And the interpretation, as I tried to explain already, is that S will be, maybe I put this in green, this is my explanation, green. S will be our share price, and Q is a pricing system. Yeah, and since we will have a finite omega soon, it could be also a pricing vector. Okay, you will see. First of all, we are interested in one more property of this M, which you might need. This is proposition 1, 3, 3. The set M of S is convex. So what does it mean if a set is convex? If you have two elements, Q0 and Q1 in M of S, then the convex convex sum is again in M of S. So we take a theta between 0 and 1, and we take theta times Q0 plus 1 minus theta times Q1. And this is again in M of S. Okay, so this is badly written. Then for any, it holds And that's not so difficult to prove, so we will do the proof. So the definition holds for any B in the sigma algebra. So I could also put here B everywhere. So what do we need to prove? So what is M of S? M of S is the set of all probability measures which make the process S into a martingale. So the first question is, if Q0 and Q1 are probability measures making S looking like a martingale, is Q a probability measure? So we show that Q is a probability measure. What do we have to show? If you remember probability one theory, then you know that you have to show first that Q of omega is equal to 1. Okay, so let's do that. That's easy because Q of omega is equal to theta Q0 of omega plus 1 minus theta Q1 of omega. And since these are 1, we get 1 altogether. The next is the probability measure is a measure which has on omega the measure 1. So we need still to show it's a measure. So we need to show sigma additivity. So that means if we have A1, A2, and so on, are sets from F, which are disjoint. Then it must hold that Q of the union is equal to the sum of Q of An. So we need to show this as the second condition, then we know that Q is a probability measure. Okay, so let's start on the left-hand side. So we start here. Still blue, not green. So I'm just using again the definition that I can split Q in theta times Q zero. Plus 1 minus theta times Q1 of this union. And now I'm using that Q0 and Q1 are probability measures. So I can write this Q0 of, so I can use this property for Q0 and Q1 because for those I know already that they satisfy it. Okay. And then I just use that I can write it again as one series theta times Q zero of An plus one minus theta times Q one of An. Okay, and that's obviously Q of An. And that was what we wanted to show. So we know that Q is a probability measure. So does Q make S looking like a martingale? For that, we have to show, first of all, so my claim is Q makes S looking like a martingale. That's my next point. So what do we need to check? We need to check kind of two things. We know already S is adapted, so we still need to check if the expectation, and now I have to be more precise because the expectation depends on the probability measure, right? In order to make sure which expectation I mean, I put here a Q so that we know that we take the expectation with respect to the measure Q. So we need to make sure that this is finite, and that's also easy to see because we can write this as one minus as theta times the expectation of S with respect to Q1 plus one minus Q0, sorry, one minus theta times the expectation of S Q0. So if you write down this in detail, what this expectation means, then you can, with our definition, then you can see that this is correct. And since Q0 and Q1 are the good measures which make S looking like a martingale, so this is finite. Okay. The next, we have to check that the so-called martingale property. So we check. I didn't mention this in the definition. So maybe I should. This equation here is called martingale property. So not that one, but this one. One shouldn't start erase something. Okay. Good. So we check the martingale property. And I said, in order to check this equality, now I have to scroll back again, sorry. In order to check this equality, we need to check the equality of this one, so that with the equal sign. Okay? Now for sk and sk plus 1. So let B in fk, and then we compute the expectation of SK times, now with respect to Q, 1B and this is equal to theta times the expectation with Q0 SK 1B plus 1 minus theta expectation with Q1 SK 1B. And now since Q0 and Q1 are good measures which think that SK is a martingale, then I can use, so Q0 and Q1 are martingale measures. That was my explanation. So I put it into a green bowl or green set. Okay. That's why I can change the from SK to SK plus 1. And because I can go back for any integrand from this setting, I get then this is EQ of SK plus 1 times 1B. Okay, so this is exactly what we need to show. So this means that SK, or if and only if even, this is equivalent to SK being the conditional expectation of SK plus 1 given FK. Almost truly. Yeah, and that's what I wanted to show. So we have proof that Q is in M of S. And then I can still start a little bit with the next section where we, so this is the, yeah. This is still related to the basics, but this goes already a bit into the direction of having our seeing our first share price. So what we study next, and I was wondering, was this already 1.4? No, this was 1.3. Okay, I'm getting confused. This is exponential random walk. So exponential random walk is easiest explained with coin tossing. So you take one coin and toss it again and again. And the coin doesn't need to be fair. It can be also have a tendency to show more heads or more tails if you toss it again and again. So it doesn't matter in the moment. It's important that you use always the same coin. Okay, so we start. And we believe that this coin tossing rules our share price. So there's this relation which I always get wrong usually. So if it shows heads, then the price will go up. By a constant factor. So the emphasis is on factor, so I multiply with a constant u, which is greater than 1, u like up. And the price, no. If I have tails, then the price will go down. By a constant factor d, which is strictly between 0 and 1, because I don't want the price to hit 0. Okay, and we do toss our coin again and again, and we watch the movement of the price going up and down maybe. And we fix all outcomes which are possible. And how can we do that? So if we want to know what happened with our price in the end, then we can describe it. And the notation is like dt. I don't know where it comes from, but it's common to use it like that. And we can describe the price if we know what happens with our coin. So our coin is described by epsilon. And we assume we have done it t times from 1 to capital T. T is a natural number. And we indicate the epsilon with heads and tails, but that's difficult. So let's take plus 1 and minus 1. So I should write or. So epsilon k is either plus 1 or minus 1. Okay. And this is going to be our omega. And then we take the sigma algebra. First, how many elements does dt have? So dt has 2 to the capital T elements. This you can easily see if you think of how many chances you have to distribute minus 1 and 1 and so on. And we make the following filtration. We start with empty set and the whole omega, so the whole dt. And FK is going to be all sets A in DT, DT, such that there exists a function FK mapping from DT, well, mapping from minus 1, 1, to the, here's a minus 1, minus 1, 1 to the cross product T into 0, 1. Okay. It's either 0 or 1. And if E1 epsilon 1 up to epsilon T is in A, then this is if and only if FK of epsilon 1 up to epsilon K. Ah, now I see what I overlooked. So here's a K. So this FK is only depends only on the first K epsilon. Okay. E is 1. So what does it say? This FK means I can decide whether a set is in, whether a set is in inside if I only see the first K epsilons. So it's a bit complicated. So all sets in FK only depend on epsilon 1 up to epsilon K. So it's important that you're standing a K. And not on the remaining ones. So K is, K goes from 1 up to capital T. But here it's fixed. Okay. So one example is A given like epsilon in DT such that epsilon 1 plus and so on epsilon K is equal to K. That's an easy set. That means that the first ones need all to be 1 and after epsilon k, I don't care. So this is in FK. Yeah, that's an example. And these are, of course, definitions. Not sure if you care about this. So here's the definition sign. Okay. And maybe a negative example. So the set of epsilon in DT, which have the property that the first K plus 2 components are equal to K. That's of course not in FK. Because I need the knowledge about epsilon k plus 2 and epsilon k plus 1. And this I should not use because it should only depend on the first k epsilons. Okay, so not. That's important. Yeah, and F should be F capital T. So we have defined FK, and now if you replace K by T, then that's our biggest sigma algebra. Yeah, so we need more. We need our process, and that's like that. So we have the time point 0, 1, 2, 3, and so on until T. And then we do the following. This is like a game. So we use our coin. And first we start in 1. That's the condition. And if the coin is throwing heads, then we go up. So that would be that we go up. And if we toss the next time tails, then we would go down. And if we toss tails again, we would go down again, and so on. So this is the process S K of epsilon, and that is SK of epsilon 1 up to epsilon k. We only use until time k the first k tosses, and that is up p times and d n times if p, which depends on epsilon 1 up to epsilon k, is the number of indices such that epsilon 1 is equal to 1 for I goes from 1 to k. So this is the number of 1s we had, and n, p like plus and n like negative, is the number of indices epsilon I, sorry, is minus 1, and I goes from 1 up to k. Okay, so I think this is intuitively easy. And clearly, if we use the first k coins or tossings, then p plus n must be k. And we get that SK is FK measurable. Because it depends only on epsilon 1 up to epsilon k. Okay, so maybe before the next would be that I write down exactly what is the set of martingale measures. So far we have only our coin tossing with one coin. So maybe I should say coin is fixed. Is it fixed? Yes. But not fair in general. So if it is not fair, then the tendency to go up and the tendency to go down is in general not the same. So if it shows more heads, then the process will have the tendency to go up rather than to go down. And the question is, how can we make it into a fair game? So can we find a new measure which makes the process S, which we just have defined, to look at as a martingale? And that we will do then next week. So you probably have to use this already for this one question in the exercises. I'm sorry, I thought I will be faster. But everything is in the lecture notes, and you just can check it out there or just do the other exercises. Okay, wish you a nice weekend and hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, I've got a question. Hello?